Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs 24 today, verses 8 and 9. Proverbs 24, verses 8 and 9. Says, whoever plans to do evil will be called a schemer. Devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to mankind. Let me read these two verses to you again. Whoever plans to do evil will be called a schemer. And the devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to mankind. Folks, deep down, we all know right from wrong. Let me read to you from Romans chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. In Romans chapter 2, verses 12 through 16, it says, for all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they're a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them. On the day when, according to my gospel, Paul says, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. So here he said that even people that never heard the law of God, they know the law of God. He's written on their hearts. Every one of us is born with a sense of right and wrong. Deep down, we all know that there's a right and a wrong. It's how we respond when the Holy Spirit convicts us that separates the righteous from the unrighteous. And that's what we're going to look at today from our passage that we looked at here again in Proverbs 24, verses 8 and 9. Whoever plans to do evil will be called a schemer. The devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to mankind. Again, like I said, we all know right and wrong. In every one of us, there's a sense of moral law and a sense of right and wrong. When the Holy Spirit convicts us, how do you respond? You see, do you repress the Holy Spirit's conviction? Do you rationalize sin? Then you've become a schemer. You see, being tempted in and of itself is not a sin. Everyone's tempted. Jesus himself was tempted, yet without sin. But when the temptation comes, how do you respond? Do you plan to do evil? You're a schemer. Do you devise folly? That's sin. And if you're a scoffer, that's an abomination to mankind. Well, who am I scoffing? You're scoffing the Holy Spirit. You're scoffing the Word of God. So, folks, today I want to talk to you about the importance of recognizing when temptation comes and recognizing that it's a test and it's an opportunity to allow the Spirit of God to have control of your life and to have victory over sin, or it's an opportunity for you to give in to your flesh and to fall into sin. Listen to James chapter 1, verses 13 through 15. It said, let no one say when he's tempted, I'm being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil in himself. He himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Every one of us face temptations. There's no temptation that seized you but such is common to man. And God will not allow you to be tempted with more than you're able to bear. And with the temptation, he'll provide a way for you to escape from it. But when the temptation comes, do you, by God's grace, say no? Do you say yes to the Spirit? Do you walk away? Do you flee the youthful lust, as the Bible said? Or do you start thinking of how you can do it and in your mind rationalize it? In your mind think it's not that big of a deal. Well, there really aren't any victims. No one will really know. I'm only hurting myself. All these things, when you start to think about how to do the sin and get away with it, you've become a schemer, a deviser, devising of folly, and you become a scoffer. So, folks, I want to challenge you today. I know you're going to be tempted in some way or another. We all are. Don't give in to it. Don't become a scoffer when the Holy Spirit talks to you. Don't scoff. Don't devise. Don't be a schemer. But submit yourself to the Spirit of God who lives within you. Oh, by the way, the only one who ever lived in this human body without sin, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, he lives within you. And the same one who had victory over sin in the flesh can give you victory over sin in the flesh today. But the question is this. We all know right and wrong. We all have a sense of a moral law, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. The question is, when the Spirit of God shows you what he wants you to do versus what he doesn't want you to do, what is your response? That will show whether or not you're a schemer or a scoffer or a child who yields to the Spirit of God and has victory over sin. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.